And that's where we thank the World Service and usher in the new day here at BBC Radio 4. It's 20 past five on Friday, the 10th of January. I'm Lisa Costello and Sarah Keith-Lucas is at the BBC Weather Centre today. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. After that, farming today. Reports from the Oxford Farming Conference. Was there a warm welcome for the DEFRA Secretary, Steve Reed? But first, a look ahead to next week. In the new series of Sideways, Matthew Side hears stories of seeing the world from a different perspective.
From that moment on, I feel like my life and the way that I view life itself just shifted.
With episodes exploring the possibility of switching between realities.
Individuals can consciously navigate between these alternate universes, each offering a different version of reality.
And finding profound joy in the midst of terrible suffering.
It was just me in the moment of bliss in the middle of a war zone.
Sideways with Matthew Side starts next Wednesday morning at 9 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Now let's get straight to Sarah Keith-Lucas. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Lisa. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 10th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul, Fastnet, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Faroes 1019, expected Scotland 1027 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, 40s. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, 4 to 6, veering northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Cromarty. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bite, Humber. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming north or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. Thames. Northwest, veering northeast later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Dover, white. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic, mainly southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, East Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, decreasing at 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. West Fitzroy. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Seoul. Cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy. Southeast 4 to 6. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Fastnet. Southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain. Good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southeast 3 to 5. Showers later. Good. Shannon. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing at 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southwest. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. East 3 to 5, veering southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northeast 3 to 5 at first in Fair Isle, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly backing southerly 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. East by south 3, 27 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Stornoway. Northwest by north 1, slight rain 2 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 3, 27 miles, 1016, rising. Lucas, west by north, 2, 30 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north, 3, 1015, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 11 miles, 1018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1017. Jersey, southeast by south, 4. Slight rain, 5 miles, 1017, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 4. 11 miles, 1015. Scilly Automatic, southeast, 6. Slight rain, 4 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. Valentia, east by north, 3. Slight rain, 5 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, north by east, 2. 19 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Malin Head, south-southeast, 3. 9 miles, 1017, rising slowly. And now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A cold northerly airflow with wintry showers initially affecting eastern waters will weaken as high pressure builds from the west across the United Kingdom, bringing a quieter spell of weather with lighter winds for most areas. However, weakening fronts will edge into the far west at times, bringing some rain and stronger winds here. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic mainly north, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps wintry at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly north, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later, near shore. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly northwesterly, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor, later, near shore. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeasterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, veering southeast for a time at first 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic near Land's End, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times until later, except in far east. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near St David's Head. Occasional rain in south, good, occasionally moderate in south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, but mainly northeast in Solway Firth, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, 2 to 4, veering east or southeast, then south later, 3 or 4. Fair, good. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Mainly fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East veering southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southwest. Wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles. North 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Wintry showers at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 10th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. Police in Los Angeles have arrested a man on suspicion of arson linked to one of the multiple wildfires burning in the region. Donald Trump could be sentenced today in his New York hush money case after the Supreme Court rejected his request to delay the hearing. In business, three high street banks have announced plans to share branches. And in sport, Everton and Fulham have both avoided losses to lower league sides in the FA Cup. Los Angeles police have arrested a man suspected of arson in connection with one of the more recent wildfires to erupt in the region. Multiple blazes have killed at least 10 people and damaged or destroyed more than 9,000 properties. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, told a news conference overnight that the crisis was far from over.
My thoughts are with the thousands of Angelenos impacted by these continuing fires. There is a new fire, unfortunately, in West Hills, pushing into Ventura County, and we are expecting this fire to rapidly spread due to high winds. This is a reminder that this is a very dynamic situation that can change quickly.
Figures from the EU's climate change project Copernicus show last year was the hottest on record. The data found that the average temperature was, for the first time, more than 1.5 degrees hotter than the pre-industrial average. The United Nations has said that the 20-year average should not be allowed to exceed that level. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is on her way to China for a 3-day visit aimed at boosting trade with the world's second biggest economy. She's being accompanied by the Governor of the Bank of England and the Chair of HSBC. Opposition parties say Ms. Reeves should have cancelled the trip to deal with the rising cost of government borrowing. The Labour Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, has broken ranks with his party's leadership by saying he would support what he called a limited national inquiry into child grooming gangs. On Wednesday, MPs rejected a Conservative call for a wide-ranging review. Mr. Burnham told the BBC it was right that the motion was voted down, but said a national investigation would help to address issues raised in the review he launched for Greater Manchester in 2020.
I do think there is the case for a limited national inquiry that draws on reviews like the one that I commissioned and what the one we've seen in Rotherham, the one we've seen in Telford, to draw out some of these national issues and compel people to give evidence who then may have charges to answer and be held to account.
The US Supreme